I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. What's so good about Cleveland?
Welcome back in the zone, 11:33, Verizon Arena. It is the Verizon Arkansas Legends Pro Camp. I promise you I will definitely get my voice straightened out before next week. It is a busy day here with the campers. They got about 30 minutes left in their camp here. Went from 9 to noon, and what a great experience to hang out with a bunch of current NFL stars and a few other guys here, former Razorbacks, Broderick Green, chit-chatting with Pat right now. So pretty cool experience. I'll tell you, we've got some Buzz employees who are pretty excited to be here and see some of these guys as well. Pat's over there like a little schoolgirl getting autographs. It's so cute. Anyway.
Yeah, I think all three interviews ended with, oh, hey, can I get you to sign this real quick?
Yeah. Hey, I got a poster of you up on my wall in my room. Well, welcome back. The big news, it just broke. Matty T made us aware. I got texts. I got Keith Lee Service Company Live fan feedback. I got tweets. I mean, people are freaking out. LeBron James, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what's so great about Cleveland, Joakim Noah. LeBron James heading back there. Now, wouldn't it be funny, Matty T, if it turns out this is all a fake?
Some kind of ruse.
I did see Mike Epps, the comedian, who had a can of lighter fluid, a match, and a LeBron James Miami jersey. Said, we're ready in South Beach just in case. Well, you might as well go ahead and burn those Miami jerseys. Yep. The dynasty is dead. LeBron returns home to Ohio to lead Cleveland. I don't know if you noticed or not, and Pat and I have not even talked about this. There were two things. First of all, the Razorbacks are going to play Danny Manning, who's a former collegiate star and NBA player, who is now the head coach of Wake Forest. They're going to host Wake Forest this year. In addition to that, Kyrie Irving has signed his deal for like $90 million. Not like 90, 90. 5 years, $90 million bucks. So they've got Kyrie signed to a long-term contract. They're signing LeBron James, according to reports. Whew. Did you hear about the Wake Forest deal? Did you see that?
No.
Arkansas is going to host Wake Forest. Yeah, so that's cool.
Anyway, I like that. Sarah, throw that headset on. Hosting Wake Forest.
They're going to play in Fayetteville.
We played Wake Forest my senior year, right before Christmas. Okay. Beat them. Tim Duncan was there with his wife. Ooh, now they got divorced.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work out.
Yeah, that's true.
Hi, Sarah.
Very Hi. True.
Sarah Riffle is here with the Boys and Girls Club. Many of your participants are here as part of this camp today, and we've got some other Boys and Girls Club youngsters that are going to be running tonight in our Nike event out at the Promenade in West Little Rock. I'm excited. It's a busy day for you.
It's a very busy day for us. We're keeping the kids busy today.
And you're going to add one more kid to the Boys and Girls Club role here in the next couple of days, it
yes.
looks like. So congratulations.
Let's hope.
Boy or girl?
It's a girl.
Name?
Grace.
Ooh.
Yes.
How nice.
I'm very excited.
Sarah is a few days, if that, from having her first child. So lots going on in your world.
Yes.
So today, pretty cool opportunity for these kids, huh? This is one that will last a lifetime.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, just when we got here and seeing the looks on their faces when I walked in is just priceless. They're having a blast.
Yeah. How long have you been with the Boys and Girls Club?
About a year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's, again, exciting today, and this is a cool opportunity. And talk about some of the programs you guys have throughout. It's not just an opportunity to meet NFL guys, of course, but the day-to-day and some of the things you guys do, especially this time of year, I'm assuming you guys are really needed during the summer months.
Oh, yeah. Summertime is definitely our busiest time with the kids being out of school. And, you know, the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arkansas has been in the Central Arkansas community for almost 100 years. So, of course, most people do know about the athletics programs that we offer, basketball, baseball. Tons of people have grown up playing in the clubs. But mm-hmm. we also offer education programs, character and leadership, and healthy lifestyles, too. So tons of different programs for the kids, and especially perks like this, too, are just such a great opportunity for a lot of these kids.
This may be one of the coolest shows we've been able to do.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, not to mention, talk about Razorback legends, but guys who are still active in the NFL, pretty unique deal. I can't remember a camp like this, have something like this in recent memory. I really can't.
Mm-mm.
With your kids, three guys like that.
Yeah.
So
these were some coveted spots, I'll tell you.
It was an incredible coup,
absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you think about, like, it'd be like getting Joe and Ronnie and, you know, somebody else from the NBA that's still,
Fish.
Or Derek. Yeah, I mean, they're active in the NBA right now. I mean, that's a pretty good get for sure. So what a cool opportunity. But
did you grow up in the Boys and Girls Clubs?
I did not, actually. But my husband, who also works for the Boys and Girls Club and has worked for the clubs for almost 11 years, he has done a lot with the clubs. And so I really got to know the organization and a lot of the kids through him and just fell in love with it and decided I had to come work here.
Just had to. No other choice.
No other choice.
So tonight it is a benefit, and we need to get some more people set up to run tonight, because the more people that participate, the more people, the more benefit it's going to be for the Boys and Girls Clubs, the more money we raise.
Oh, so it's intertwined with the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, Nike is putting it on. We are promoting it, and the Boys and Girls Club is the beneficiary. And hopefully some of your kids are going to be running in the fun run, too. We have a one-mile fun run around the promenade. Nike is offering these, you know, those really cool socks that all the kids covet now these days.
I got a couple pairs myself.
Well, you're one of the kids.
$16 a pop.
Yeah, well, these are free if you enter the thing. So that's a heck of a deal. And then we also have Nike gift cards as prizes for the kids and adults who finish in the top spots in the different age divisions. So tonight's going to be cool. And we've never been part of a 5K as a radio station before, so I'm excited. And to partner with an organization like Nike, and Dustin, who's the GM over there, is just
Absolutely.
A great guy. It's a really cool deal for us.
And this is a new fundraiser for us as well. I mean, we've never done a 5K either, and so we're really excited about it and so happy that we were selected as the beneficiaries. It's a great opportunity for us.
The thing is, if you want to help the Boys and Girls Club and you want to come hang out and party with us at the tavern afterwards and just be out there and cheer on and support, you don't have to run. I'm not running.
I'm sure as heck not running.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're going to have a baby in the next 3 days,
right,
we do not suggest it. That would be awesome. That would be so cool.
Halfway through the 5K, deliver the baby.
Then you could make Grace's middle name Nike. Maybe not Tavern, because that would be kind of an awkward middle name. But
well, if Nike's willing to kick in maybe a pair of booties or something like that.
Oh,
sure.
Guaranteed.
Grace Nike sounds good.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So
the swoosh.
Well, it's going to be fun tonight. I mean, it really is going to be a cool deal. We're going to do the signing up, the registration, give everybody their bibs and all that inside Nike, and then the after party again at the Tavern. And it's going to be a good layout. It's really going to be a cool deal tonight. So I'm thrilled about it, and we'll look for some other ways to partner with you guys going forward. So
thank you. We appreciate it.
What else do you have coming up event-wise?
Well, it's a busy time, and, you know, like I mentioned, it's a busy time just at the clubs in general. But, I mean, we've got some benefits going on in August. Our annual golf tournament at the Maumelle Country Club is coming up in the middle of September,
yep.
Which is always a great time and a great opportunity to come out and support the clubs as well. And then our Leader of the Year event's coming up in October, so it's a really busy season for us right now.
Well, good. Well, listen, we'll let you get to it, and we will not see you, but we'll see some of your staff tonight over at the promenade. You take care of you, and hope everything goes smoothly on your first go-around here. We look forward to meeting Grace the next time we see you.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
What do you think? You shocked LeBron went back to Cleveland?
No.
You're not?
No.
You like it?
I like it. I have a friend, actually, that just moved out to Cleveland, and I said, you're going to have to get into basketball if he decides to come home.
Hey, look, that city suffered enough. They need something good to get excited about.
This is the most, from the decision to the redemption, and now what's next? Gosh, dang, I don't know. The king is...
The kingdom's rebuilt, my friend. All is forgiven. It's all going to be good.
I'm floored. Not that I didn't think it could happen once they started talking about it, but just to imagine... going back 4 years ago,
yeah,
is nobody.
Well, it shows you this. I will say this. You got to give credit to LeBron and Dan Gilbert. I mean, they're a little bigger guys than we thought they were. It's water under the bridge at this point.
Either that, or LeBron maybe could say, hey, I hate you, but I got bigger things, bigger fish to fry in terms of going back to.
He says, I really don't like you, but you're better than Donald Sterling.
I really, 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 really don't like you, but I like Northeast Ohio and Ohio better, more than I hate you.
I think it's his wife said, hey, honey, we're going back to Ohio. And he said, okay.
Yeah.
That's how I think that
Oh,
went.
I don't know about Somebody's that
Somebody's got hand. Well, they've been together since high school now, bro. I guarantee you she's got a little more stroke than a lot of wives
do
an NBA player.
No. Okay. I think LeBron makes the – I think LeBron tells the NBA what's up.
Okay, if you got the
Savannah, I think her name is.
If you got the Cavs a month or two ago in Vegas, it was a pretty good investment. There are going to be some people in Vegas freaking
out
right
this?
Now.
I heard yesterday that the Republican National Convention, you know, we talked about in 2015, it's going to be in Cleveland.
Right.
Well, they had to move the Republican National Convention from June to July because if LeBron signed with the Cavs, the NBA Finals would be in June.
That is hilarious.
In Cleveland, so they need to change the Republican National Convention.
Speaking of, we have updated odds to win the NBA Championship hot off the presses.
Woo!
We will share them with
that?
You.
Who is giving you that info?
Bovada.
I love Bovada. You and Bovada, like,
I finally learned
friends.
How to pronounce it. You want to tell them about some other stuff? And then, hey,
is
listen.
Bovada like Nevada?
It's exactly like Nevada. I've got odds, and you may not be too surprised by who's at the top of the list now.
You know what I have? Chevy. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking the realest dealist, and that's Landers Chevrolet, the original location. Exit 121 in Benton off of I-30. Yeah, that's right. They can give you the best deals in town. What I like about it, I've taken my truck there many, many times because of the service department. Award-winning. They got loaner cars, shuttle service. They shoot you straight. And you can make an appointment online, LandersChevrolet.com. Inventory there through the roof. Chevy Silverado named the 2014 North American Truck of the Year. Tim Hall's there waiting for your call, or if you just to stop by. The call, 501-315-2500. It's the all-new Landers Chevrolet, exit 121 in Benton off of I-30. LeBron heading back to Cleveland. That has to be one of the biggest upsets, one of the most surprising stories that I can think of in the history of sports. We'll be back in the zone live from Verizon Arena for the Arkansas Pro Legends Camp.
This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio.